This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. All right, so today we're going to talk about this concept I call habit ramps. One of my favorite quotes ever is from Aristotle. He said, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. So I think a lot of us know that habits are a good thing, right? We need to establish routines, rituals, habits in order to be effective, to get our goals, to achieve the things we want to achieve in life, business, work, personal, professional, different areas of our lives, right? So you want to go to the gym, for instance, then you need to establish a regular habit, a routine to achieve whatever physical fitness goal that you want to achieve, right? Now, I think a lot of us know this, right? That we need to establish good habits to achieve good things in our lives. But I think that what a lot of people, at least myself, way back when I first came up with this habit ramps concept, was I think a lot of us don't know enough about how to get started, right? How to get started. So that's what we're going to trigger. That's what we're going to attack today. The concept of getting started. Because really, you know, the biggest problem, I think, is getting started. Getting started is half the battle with a lot of things, right? So how do we solve that problem? How do we fix that? I think habit ramps is a really cool solution, really effective solution to that. And so what are they? They're kind of like little triggers, right? Or cues, as Charles Duhigg calls them in his awesome book, The Power of Habit. And so these cues, these triggers, these habit ramps are there to remind us to take action on a habit, especially a new one, right, that we're trying to install and make regular in our lives. And so the more of these habit ramps that we can set up, the better. But really, we only need one. And oftentimes, that's enough. But the more, the better again. So for example, several years back, when I decided to start getting up early in the morning, right, getting up at 5 a.m. and starting my day with a workout, I started setting up habit ramps, right? Here are some of the habit ramps that I set up. So before I would go to sleep at night, I'd have a bottle of water on my bedside table. I'd have my vitamins on my bedside table, and I'd have my pre-workout powder ready to go, right, on my nightstand before I went to bed. Next, what I would do is I'd set up a recurring alarm for 4:45 a.m. and I would go to bed with my gym clothes on, okay? Boom. So these three simple things, right, just preparing myself the night before would allow me to just make it easy for myself. It would be easy for me to then get up the next morning, right? As soon as the alarm goes off, bam, 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 get up immediately. I already have my gym clothes on. My gym shoes are already at the door, ready to go. My gym bag is packed up, ready to go. As soon as I get up, boom, alarm goes off. I have my bottled water. I mix my pre-workout stuff. I crush my vitamins, and I just get up like a robot, and I'm ready to go. The more and more I did this, the easier and easier it became, the more automatic it became, right? When something becomes automatic, that's when it becomes a habit. At first, when I was trying to do this, right, I wasn't used to getting up at 4:45 in the morning. I wasn't used to getting up at 5 a.m., going to the gym, working out. I was groggy. I was tired. I didn't feel like, oh, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe I can't be an early riser. But after a while, right, it started to become automatic. I stuck with it. I felt the pain. I got comfortable with it being uncomfortable, right? And I just continued to do it. I tried it. I tried it. I tried it over and over and over again. And eventually, something happened. There was a shift, right? The tipping point. And then all of a sudden, boom, now it's an automatic thing that I do. Now it's a habit, right? And so quite frankly, I don't think that I would have been able to even establish this habit that I've had for so many years now if I didn't initially set up those super simple, easy, basic steps that I would execute the night before to prepare myself for the following morning. Simple little triggers, reminders, cues, habit ramps to get myself started, to make it easier to get up and go to the gym, right? So, you know, another analogy, a metaphor to use would be kind of like if you know those rocket ships, those videos when you see rocket ships kind of launching out into space. So initially, when you think about it, very in the very beginnings of that rocket getting ready to launch, there's all of this, like this fire, you know, they say 3, 2, 1, and then they just blast off. And then it's like, you see all these flames just like boom, just kind of clouding and just, it's crazy, right? This huge flame underneath the rocket. And as soon as, so they kind of, it goes up. And then as soon as it kind of goes right outside of the atmosphere and it's beginning to enter space, right? What does it do? It releases its rocket launcher. There's this little booster pack rocket launcher thingy that's on the bottom of it. And it releases it. And now it's in space. The rocket's in space. It's unlatched that booster thing that's underneath it. And it kind of goes off and does its thing, right? But it wouldn't have ever been able to get there if it didn't have the rocket launcher, if it didn't have that little booster thing underneath it to give it that extra little boom, that extra little burst, that extra little nudge out of space. So think of that when you're setting up a habit for yourself, when you're trying to attain a new goal and you're trying to do something new and different. You know, another example, I'm reading a really cool book right now called The Creative Habit, and it's written by one of the greatest American choreographers of all time. Her name, I believe, is Twyla Tarp. I hope I'm pronouncing that properly. But she sort of talks about a friend of hers, and she describes something that he started doing, a yoga practice that he started doing to relieve himself of this back pain, right? And so his doctor tells him, hey, you know, try out this yoga thing, give it a shot. And I know it's not your thing, but try it out. And so he's like, all right, you know, I'll try anything to help my back out. And so he started trying to establish this habit of doing yoga every day. And so he found that the simple act of lighting a candle, placing a candle inside of this specific room inside of his house where he would get up in the morning at a specific time and take his matches, look at the candle, light the candle, right? Put the match down and then start doing his yoga stuff right in front of that candle. Candle, click, yoga. An automatic 3-step call response mechanism that anchors his morning, right? That serves as a reminder, a trigger, a cue, a habit ramp to get him started with his yoga habit. So, you know, whether you're trying to start writing every morning, whether you're trying to start reading every morning, whether you're trying to start working out, getting up early, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to habitualize in your life, use a habit ramp. It's incredibly powerful. All it really is a reminder to get yourself going. And once you start going and you start doing it long enough, over and over and over again, it becomes an automatic response. And then it becomes a habit for life. Yo, it's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.